Today we're going to learn about the Zara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We left off on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We were at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So the previous Mishnah said that a Jew is not allowed to build a kippah, a dome, in a building where they keep the Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah is going to bring other things that a Jew is not allowed to do for an Avodah Zarah. Venos and Tachshitin. A Jew is not allowed to make jewelry in honor of the Avodah Zarah. Katla'os, unazamim, v'taba'os, and the Mishnah gives examples of different types of rings and jewelry. Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'schar mutter, that if he's doing it not for free, but he's getting paid for it, then it's mutter, because that's not really primarily the Avodah Zarah itself, it's just something to decorate the Avodah Zarah, so he's getting paid for it, it's mutter. Now the Mishnah, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, is going to talk about the issur of selling karka to a guy. And there's going to be a machlokas where the issur applies. So our Mishnah is going to mention that there's a machlokas tanoim if it's mutter to sell them something that's mechubar lekarka in those places where you're not allowed to sell them actual karka. So ein mochrim lehem b'mechubar lekarka, aval mochru mishei katzitz. You're not allowed to sell grain or fruit that's mechubar lekarka, because anything that's mechubar lekarka has a status of karka, and you're not allowed to sell karka to a guy, but you could sell it after it's already cut down, after it's harvested. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mocher hu almanas lakot. You're even allowed to sell it while it's still attached to the ground if it's almanas to harvest it later. So says Mar Minani Mili, where do we learn that it's also to sell to the chavim b'mechubel karka? So I'm Rabbi Yosef Rechini. Rabbi Yosef Rechini says, da Omer kra, because the pasuk says in Devarim Perak Zayin that when Hashem brings you into Eretz Yisrael to inherit it, it says you're not lo sechanim. So we dash in the pasuk lo titin lehem chanoya bekarka. You shouldn't give them a residence in the land. Hi lo sechanim ibaylei. But wait, don't we already use lo sechanim to teach us an entirely different halacha? Da'achi kam rachmana lo titin lehem chain. That you're not allowed to give the ovdik chavim chain. You're not allowed to compliment them. Im kain lemakra lo sechunam. My lo sechanim. If that were the case, it should have said los sechunam. Why los sechanim? Shema mina tarti. So we see that we've learned two things. That we could have, it could have said los sechunam, we learned that you're not allowed to give chain. And from the fact that it's spelled without a vav, we can call it, we can read it also los sechanim as a lashon of chania. So we learn that you're also not allowed to give them chania bekarka. So that's why we can learn two things from the same pasuk. Says Gemara, but there's a third thing. Vakati mi bailei dehachi amrachmana. Los itin lehem matnos shel chinam. You're not allowed to give them free gifts, says that would imply a matnas chinam. My lo sechanim. Shema mina kulhu. So from there we see that all three drashos are valid drashos. Yisra of chania bekarka is from the fact that it could have said lo sechanim, or the lashon that could be read lo sechanim. The yisra of giving chain is from the fact that it could be read lo sechunim, and the yisra of giving matanos is from the fact that it could be read lo sechinim. Tanya nami hachi, and we have a brisa that supports this. Lo sechanim, lo sitlem chanoya bekarka. Davar acher lo sechanim, lo sitlem chen. Davar acher lo sechanim, lo sitlem matnas chinam. So all of these drashos are valid drashos, and that will be our first main point. That the issur of lo sechanim includes three isurim: not to give the ovdei chavim residence in the land, not to give them compliments, and not to give them free gifts. So Gemara quotes machlokas tanaim whether you're allowed to give a matnas chinam to an ovdei chavim. That it's not agreed upon unanimously. Umatnas chinam gufa tanoihi. This issue of giving a matnas chinam is machlokas tanoim. Detanya lo sochu kol nevela gerasha b'shrachet itnena v'achalom achor l'nachri. That you're not allowed to eat any nevela. Instead, you have to give it to a gerasha b'sharecha or sell it to a nachri. Ainly ela leger b'nesina lo v'chavim b'mechira. I would only know from this pasuk that you can give it as a free gift to a ger or sell it to an ovid kuchavim. Leger b'mechira minayin. How do I know you're allowed to sell it to a ger, and you don't have to give it as a matana. Tamalomer titnena omachar. You could put the comma in the pasuk as leger asher b'shrecha titnena v'achala omachar. Comma, you know, and stop the phrase there. That both titnena and machar go back on the ger. Or lovi chavim benesina minayin. How do I know you're even allowed to give it to an ovid chavim for free, and you don't have to take payment for it? Tamalomar tenenav achala omachala nachri. You could put the comma in the pasuk in that way, where you keep the word leger outside of the comma, and you just read tenenav achala omachala nachri. That both tenena and machor go on the nachri. Nimtza ata omer. So it turns out echod ger veechod ovid chavim bein benesina bein bemechira divrem. The Rebbeir holds both a ger and an ovid chavim can be given it as a free gift, the nevela, or can be given it. It can be sold to them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim Kiksavan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's exactly as it's written in the Torah. La ger b'nesina, lovid chavim b'mechira. You can give it as a free gift to a ger, but for an ovid chavim, it has to be sold. Says Gemara, Shapir Kamer Meir, but Meir had a pretty good taina. Just by moving the commas around, it sounds like you could do either one. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lach, Rabbi Yehuda would respond, Isal Gadaitach, the Kamer Meir, if Rabbi Meir was really correct, that the words titnena and machor were going both on the ger and on the nachri, and you're therefore allowed to do both of those things, licht of Rachmana, then the Pasuk should have said, titnena v'achala u'machar, titnena v'achala u'machar. Oh, lamali, why does it say the word o, which implies that we're splitting up nesina and mechira? So you see that the pasuk is meant to be taken as it's written, that it's two options, one or the other, but not that with each person you have both options. Rameir would say, no, you know why the word o appears? To tell me that even though you're allowed to do either one, it's better to give to a ger rather than sell to a nachri. That's what we learn from O. Rabbi Yehuda, kiven the ger atam mitzav lachyoso, kanani yatam mitzav lachyoso, lahaktim losarachra. Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, that's abundantly obvious. You have a mitzvah in the Torah to be mechaya, to give, to support, and allow, and do whatever you can to help a ger toshav. So, of course, it's obvious then is that leger. I'm sorry, that since you have to support the ger toshav, that it's better to give to the ger than to sell to the guy. So let's make a main point over here. Machlokes tanoim, whether you have to specifically give to a ger or sell to a guy, by nevela, whether you have to specifically give nevela to a ger or sell nevela to a guy, or you could either give or sell to either one of them. Okay, now the Gemara is going to tell us about the issue of being nosein chen. Dovra achir los chaneim lo titein lahem chen. Don't give compliments. Misayele l'rav. There's a raya to Rav. Dom Rav asa la'adam shayomar kama no'av ovedes chavim zu. It's asa for a person to say, how beautiful is this woman, this ovedes kochavim. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, but wait, meisvei, Rishon Gamliel shayal gabi malabar abayis. One time Rishon Gamliel was up in the harabayis for ovedes chavmachas na'abiyosu, and he saw the most beautiful of Edus Chavim. Omar, and he said, Marabu Masecha Hashem, how great are your works, Hashem? For Rabbi Akiva Raish, Turnus Ravas HaRasha, and Rabbi Akiva one time saw the wife of Turnus Ravas HaRasha, Rok Sochak Uvacha, he spit, he laughed, and he cried, Rok Shaisa Ba'mi Tipa Srucha, he spit because she also came from a Tipa Srucha, from a putrid piece of liquid. We all came from bodily fluid of a human, so that's a way of reminding him that he shouldn't get caught up with her beauty. Sachak tasida the megayra v'nasivla, and he laughed because ultimately he knew she was going to be megayer and he was going to marry her. Bacha dahayshufra bali afra, and he cried because one day this beauty was going to be buried in the ground. But the bottom line is, you see that Mishum Gamliel praised the beauty of an oved chavim, and that's a kasha and Rav who says that it's also to praise the beauty of an ovid chavim v'rav. So Rav, who says that it's aser, adu yehu dekamoda. No, all Rishon Gamliel was doing was giving hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created such a bria, but he wasn't complimenting complimenting the woman, she didn't do anything. Damramar, Haro, Brios Tavus, Omer, Baruch Shekacha, Baralamo. That in general, if you see a magnificent creature, you're supposed to say a bracha, Baruch Shekacha, Bara, Baolamo. So that's all he was doing. He was saying a bracha on what he deemed to be a magnificent creature. Says Gemara, Lestakule Mishari, is he allowed to notice how magnificent a creature, a beautiful woman is? You allowed to be mistakel at a woman? The Alaska Akasha, it says in the Torah of Nishmartami called Davara, that you have to guard yourself from all evil, that a person should not become Tame. Davara means to have Tumas Keri. So what does that teach us? Shlo yistakel adam bi'ishana. A person should not be mistakel at a beautiful woman, even if she's a single girl. And also, if she's a married woman, even if she's not at all attractive, he shouldn't be mistakel. Not only that, he shouldn't even look at, or be mistakel at nice, colorful clothing that belongs to a woman. Nor even at animals at times that they're mating with each other. And even if it's very hard for a person to close his eyes, it's as if he's full of eyes, like the Malach HaMavis, who can never close his eyes. They say about the Malach HaMavis that he's totally full of eyes. His whole body is full of eyes. At the time that a chola dies, the Malach HaMavis stands over his head, and his sword is drawn in his hand, and he has a drop of poison at the edge of his sword. So the chola sees him, mizdazea, he shakes, upaseach piv, and he opens his mouth, zorka letoch piv, the poison goes into his mouth, mimena mason, is from that poison that he dies, mimena masriach, is from that poison that he decomposes, umimena panav marikos, and it's from that poison that his complexion changes after death. So the Gemara says, how are we going to explain the behavior of Meshulam Gamliel, who was mishabeach, the avad zchav, obviously he was mistakel, Karen Zavis Hawaii. It was a Karen Zavis. He accidentally ran into her. He wasn't trying to be mistakel. She was coming around the bend in one on one street, and he was coming around the bend on the other street, and they just happened to cross paths, and that's why he saw her. But otherwise, Chas V'Shalom, he never would have been mistakel. So, main point over here, the Gemara explains Rav Meshulam Gamliel's unusual behavior, number one, in praising the beauty of a woman, that he was really praising Hashem, and number two, in being mistakel at the beauty of a woman, that it happened by accident, he wasn't trying to be mistakel. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Chaf Amud Beis.